Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Flash Somebody at the Dork Table. Let's see if I got connected here in a few seconds. Scrimner usually give me the thumbs up. And we're going to do a unusual Dork Table in the middle of the week on Thursday. I thought it would be a little different. And let's see. Hey, Grimner, good. I connected. So I'd like to say thank you to Grimner for having this place for me to come around and play on the radio and such. And for your reading entertainment, we have a chat room. Beware, they have keyboards and everything. But for your chatting entertainment today, we've got Barman and Beetle, Grimner, Moose Girl, Kate Rob Works, Asmu, Chelsea Duty, Sir Glue, who's out walking the dog, Javid After 2, Prince, Vanna White, Weather Dork, The Phantom, CC66, Damn Van Meter, and Civ _ Guardian, Guest 29, Guest 29, some way, I can't read this right, 25950, it was too far away, Kozu, Matt WJ2002, Meister Brow, Mr. Woody, Mr. Snick, and the Holiest Roger. And that's the lineup. If you're feeling chatty and you want to discuss who owns the color blue, jump in onto the reallibertymedia.com chat. Somebody will tell you. I'm pretty sure. But what was that? I heard something. That was a strange...
Good day, du taler med Magnus. Mit rigtige navn, det er Magnus, men jeg bliver kaldt Guardian. Det er sådan set mit brugernavn. Jeg er for at snakke lidt
Magnus, om Magnus, we're in, no, this is the Americans that we're yakking to today.
No, yeah, fuck, sorry. I'm good now.
You coming back to, you're in America for a little bit. We're going to do the Dork Table Day with my neighbor.
Cool, never go, been to America.
Go ahead and tell these good folks at the Real Liberty Media, who you be?
Well, my real name's Magnus, but you call me Guardian, whatever. I'm 27 years old, and I live in Denmark. Not too far away from your host, Flash.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, we didn't start out neighbors, though. We met a couple of years ago downtown.
Yeah.
So that in itself was kind of strange. I was having a beer out on the main street. You can go in the bar or sit outside. I was sitting outside in the nice sun. And this, I was wearing my, what shirt was that? That was Boondock Saints, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we made contact because not a lot of people are familiar with Boondock Saints. And he's, hey, cool t-shirt.
It's a great movie, man.
Yeah, exactly, right? So because he recognized that, we ended up, every time we run into each other in the street, hey, how's it going? And now, yeah. Things have changed a little bit for you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
But, well, I guess that'll give people a little idea of where you fit in on the dork table. Because, you know, in Denmark, what's the equivalent of being called a dork, anyway?
The equivalent of being called a dork? Well, study hard, not many friends.
Oh, can you turn up your volume or set your mic a little closer to your mouth? Mr. Grimner says you're a little low.
I'll see what I can do.
There you go. But anyway, where were we? I interrupted myself with another question.
Yeah, that happens, man.
But, okay, so you're here in Denmark, right? How do you see, like, this latest craze, this new COVID thing we've had, that two-week thing for, what, it's been a year and a half now?
Yeah, something like that. It's a bunch of bull honk.
Okay.
It's just a story, man. Just like so much, they always tell us.
Mm. Okay, so when did you make that decision about it?
Well, it's been a few years since I realized that most of what I've been told is a bunch of crap.
How old were you when it really hit you?
About 21, 22. 21, I think.
Almost. Yeah. Yeah. So what were you doing at the time? You know, not the day or anything. I'm not crazy. But in that period of your life, what were you doing where the shift in awareness made a big difference or any difference at all?
Well, I got into the system because I couldn't find a job at 18. And it's been difficult to get out since, out of the system, right? Because I have been diagnosed as 20 years old with paranoid schizophrenia. And that has put some limitations to what people actually think I'm able to do.
Well, is it because of a broad definition of what schizophrenia is, or is it because you're crazy?
I'm as crazy as the rest of them, probably. But, well, everyone, in some sense, I would say.
Oh, well, give me an example of something that, in your culture, you would consider crazy. Because there's things people do in my culture, I just don't think they sound sensible.
Running naked down the main street, that would make you a bit crazy.
Ozzy Osbourne used to do that in the bar, okay?
Oh, yeah, I know.
But... yeah, I guess that would... yeah, that's crazy, all right. Look where he ended up.
And it's not that common here, at least.
Yeah. All right, so you were 20 years old, and you, something happened, and now you're 27.
Yeah.
Looking back, if you hadn't taken the road that you're on, how do you see where you'd be?
I'd probably be like a regular average Joe working from 8 to 4. You know, eat some dinner, do what the rest of the herd does.
Yeah.
Enjoy Netflix and all that stuff.
Okay, what do you, the way you said that, the herd, what do you, are you like me where you don't really care for the big crowd anyway, so you're not missing?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
Well, you go to concerts.
Yeah, well, that's a common goal we all have. Listen to some music, have a great time. That makes sense to me, but following the crowd, you know, situations in different places. Nah, I'm not much for that kind of herd.
Okay, well then let's call today's show Let's Talk About Hypocrisy, okay?
Sure.
And there's times with the way I live, looking out on it, sometimes I feel like a hypocrite, but it's like circumstantial. Because if I wasn't married to Cirque, do you think I'd be here? I mean, you know me. We've known each other for a couple of years now. But
yeah, you probably wouldn't, no.
No, you can't see... okay, even you can't see me being here alone. It's just... I'm a guest in your country. And the people that I've met, the ones that I've gotten closer to, like yourself and Christine, are just more the outside-of-the-box kind of thinkers. That's the way I look at you.
Yeah.
Is that a judgment call, or how do you explain that to somebody else? Because
I don't know how to explain, but I wouldn't call it judgmental, no.
It's not good or bad. I don't really, you know, because how you think about stuff, I don't think it affects me. Unless you're in the house having dinner with us and you decide to go insane, but, See,
yeah,
there again.
For that.
Right, exactly. And some people love the drama. Boy, they love
drama. They feed on it.
Okay, well... when they do that, and do you ever play into it to keep it going, to be entertained? This is what I mean about hypocrisy, okay?
Yeah, well, once in a while, I could be a bit of a tease just to get some fun out of it, listening to him yakking all the time. Yeah, you know?
Yes, yeah, okay, so there's that. All right. And then you take it out of your personal thing, and then you start looking at how the state works.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you live in a place that's got 5.5 million population.
Yeah, it's something like that, yeah.
I'm from a place that today has over 300 million. Okay.
Yeah.
But I haven't lived there in almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years in September I left.
Yeah.
And, And, the changes that have taken place, the only way I know about them is through the internet now, because all my American family that was close to me, they're all passed off now, so yeah. I'm the last one in my immediate family, like in California and throughout the states. They weren't pleased with my decision to move on to Denmark from Scotland, so we've since not just ceased to converse.
yeah
well, that's the way it goes. But
yeah, that is
okay. What would you want to know about America? Like, is there somewhere in the states that you really want to go see?
Yeah, I also wanted to visit Venice Beach, actually.
Oh.
I always wanted to go there when it was, you know, back in the 70s, I wanted to see it back then. When it was still cool and high sunshine, good beaches, surfers.
Yeah.
I would love to have seen it back then.
Well, yeah, but those, okay, all those things are all past tense. So now you just got movies.
Yeah.
But even you, I mean, at your young age, compared to me, because I'm a little older than you, you still see the States in the way it was when I was growing up.
Yeah.
After about, I don't know, maybe 27 or so, right in that period of my life, I started to see the truth. People were bringing me information about driving licenses and tax, income tax, shit like that.
Straw man.
Tell us about the straw man from the Danish perspective, if there is such a thing, because you're from
here. Well, I think it's pretty much the same as most places. I would assume so, at least. As soon as you're born, there's a paper with all your information on it, and that's the paper they look for everywhere in the world now. It's not the person, it's actually the paper they're looking for.
Yeah.
That's the way I take it.
To do what?
I have no clue, man. If I knew, I would probably kill myself.
Okay, so, well, I agree. I agree that they're collecting the data.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any idea how they're going to actually use it. I think it's like the Stasi from the Nazis. You know, the threat is 99% of the whole thing because nobody wants to push the envelope.
No.
So we have a bunch of people running around saying, oh, I have a straw man. But I don't really believe that they understand that there is a difference between you and your paperwork.
Yeah.
Because I come from the land of greed, buddy, where, you know, you own a car, you own a house, three houses, and 14 cars. And, you know, you got
a... Also, all people are in debt, they have mortgages. It's the same here.
Well, well, the quality... Right, but the quality of life compared from where I'm from to here is way better.
Yeah, I see that.
Even your politics, like tell them about the police. I was wrong. I thought all these years there was no police station here in the city. But correct me.
Yeah, here in the town we live in, there is a police station. It's open 2 hours every week. Only 2 hours on Thursdays from 4 to 6.
And what are you supposed to accomplish by contacting them? I don't get it. You know, you save up your crime for Thursday, and then you call in and go, hey, Sunday night, somebody broke in my house. Go find them.
I have no idea what they were thinking with that part, man.
Mm.
No idea.
Well, the biker presence is, well, that's pretty dominant here.
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, how do you see that?
Well, they're all over town. People are corrupt in this city. People do all kinds of stupid shit that they're not supposed to do. Yeah.
Without going into any detail, that kind of, I'm pretty sure if anybody listening to this podcast, they got a clue. They know they know what that meant. It translates.
Then I don't have to explain it then.
Oh, I don't think so. Well, you might. There might be some normal people listening that really don't understand the politicians and the bikers work hand in hand behind everything, lying about how they're enemies.
Yeah.
And that's why I figured it in L.A. when I was growing up. And they had special areas where gangs lived, and they had guns, and you got to stay out of their neighborhood. Why don't the cops just go in there and clean it up? Well,
they probably have a deal going on, I would assume.
Yeah, because without the crime, what do you need cops for?
Not a damn.
Right. So they create their own enemies. They mingle with them. They party with them. They do all that shit behind your back in the street. Look, the bad guys, the good guys.
Yeah.
And it's all the same shit.
Just a game.
Hmm. Wow. I don't have to convince you of this. Holy shit, Batman. No, maybe.
I've tried this outlook before.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a problem with the idea of the bikers, or do you just have a problem with the idea of any kind of group organization trying to make money off the people? That's the way I am.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I mean, if they just wanted to be a gang and just leave everybody alone, I would be all right with that. But
that would be fine by me.
But they don't. No.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so in the States, people think all these things are separate. They don't see the connection to it. Well, maybe it's because this is such a small place. It's harder to, you know, screw a sheep in the front of everybody and tell them it's not a sheep.
Yeah.
Okay, in the States, you can do it live on TV and somebody will tell everybody it was not what you saw. You're wrong. It wasn't a sheep. And after a while, they'll, yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah, well, you can convince people of a lot of things.
We went to the moon, Magnus. We went to the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't sound like you believe that shit either. What?
I'm not that big of a believer in that either, no.
Okay, now, is this our hypocrisy or is it theirs? Because, you know, when you go against the story that everybody's familiar with, that they believe, they saw with their own eyes on TV, I end up looking like a dick every time. But I carry it a little further than just the moon landing's just one place to start from.
Yeah,
I take it to prove the world is round, people. Show me. Show me a picture. You got all this shit out in space. Take a fucking picture of the planet. Show me that it's round.
Can't be that hard.
Magnus, I got bad news. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
You might want to light a cigarette. This is going to be a shock. You ready?
Oh, yeah, come with it. Bring it.
People tell you stories that aren't true to make money.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm. No, I'm perfectly serious. Just like this latest, the corona thing. Crying out, fuck, like we're all stupid. It's not all of us are stupid. It's the stupid ones that are in fear. They jump, they jump on a wagon to be a part of a bigger thing because they're isolated, they're zero.
Yeah, and they're scared.
But somehow they managed to mentally make this isolation look like a movement, you know, like a group.
Yeah, holy shit.
And I'm on the wrong side of the group because I won't wear a mask. I will never get a freaking inoculation. Not by any choice given me. They have to strap me down and force it. I ain't doing it.
And me neither. Well, I do wear a mask when I go to the store, but... Mm-hmm. Well, just to keep the peace, not to get too much attention, you know?
Hypocrite. That's what I mean, see? We're all hypocrites in ways, but sometimes you're better off being a hypocrite than you are being honest.
Yeah, I just, when I'm shopping, I don't want bothered by people going, hey, you're not wearing a mask.
And they do that here to you.
Yeah, wow. Some of them do.
Wow, nobody has done that to me yet. It's been a long time. But then again, Sir kind of asked me to let her have delivery instead of me going to get stuff. So,
yeah.
I gave in because I'm a hypocrite. Obviously.
Exactly. We all are in some sense.
Right. Because I'm not going to wear the mask. But then again, I don't want to make my wife nervous every time I leave the house. So,
of course not.
I gave it. Well, there you go. But to me, deep down, it burns my ass to. I feel forced into a decision to make my wife happy. And that's not how I wanted to make my wife happy.
No.
Forced. Yeah. It would have been a whole lot better if it was my idea. But no. So you're going to break out your guitar and write me an intro so you can come back and try this radio stuff again?
Why not?
Play it live, like in the intro, like when I... do the before we could just well we could have a lot of fun with this radio thing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're planning. Let's see what happens, Grimner, because I plan to do stuff and sometimes can't get all the components together. But Grimner too, like yourself, he's a lover of the guitar.
Cool, man.
Yeah, you should take a picture of your wall with your three on the wall and show him sometime. He would appreciate probably the similarities, you know, how we're all different, but we're all a lot the same. It's very fucked up, man. I don't know.
Nah, me neither, but it's sure fun to watch.
Well, yeah, sometimes when me and Magnus are sitting in the house talking, I watch him struggle to find the right English word because he doesn't spend most of his time speaking English. Most of it's just on the online. Where did you pick it up the most? From the online gaming?
Or the music? Gaming. When I was gaming as a six-year-old on my PlayStation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mainly gaming.
And what about the music? When did that come in?
Oh, my interest in music started when I was about 10. Mm. I started out by learning how to play piano and keyboard.
And then?
And then as 13, I moved on to the bass. And when I was 15, I moved on to guitar as well. So I play all three. Keyboard, bass, and guitar.
Hmm. And you're willing to play live while we do a radio show? That would be a kick. All right. We'll plan on that so that it won't be something completely outrageous off the cuff.
Of course.
Well, no. Well, I didn't script anything for the show. I just wrote down some random notes and thought, oh, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Where I'm from, the police have this little, what do you call it? I think it's an initiation into a certain club within the police department. And that means that you have to kill somebody unarmed while you're on the job. Because it's the latest craze. They kill about 1,000 people a year since 2000.
Mm. Oh, sure.
Right. Now, how many murders by the police in Denmark would it take for your people to say, what the fuck do you idiots think you're doing?
It happens here so rarely that when one cop shoots somebody, it's going to hit the news right away.
Okay, and so it hits the news. They can write anything they want to about it. How do you know you're getting the truth?
I don't.
Well,
I just take a guess.
Okay, and when was the last shooting you remember?
Here?
Yeah. You have to think about it, too. Wow. Okay. That's the point.
Enough.
Right.
Yeah.
And back home, it's freaking daily. And I've been away for 10 years, and wherever I've lived in these 10 years, nobody's been shot daily. Not even weekly, not monthly. I think maybe once a year there might be a shooting. But here's the other side of it. How many people get murdered with a knife or a baseball bat? That would be kind of interesting. Because there's gun laws here, right? To a degree.
Yeah.
But there are guns here.
Yeah, sure.
Well, see,
but
people.
Mainly the cops and the bikers have those.
Right. But see,
but
most people, your average Joe, they believe the laws dictate the reality. You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, if you go to Russia, this is what I've read and this is what I've been told. Well, I've never been to Russia, but.
Me neither.
Before all this COVID crap got pulled off, I wouldn't have been afraid to go there to visit.
No. Why?
Because of all the horrid stories I heard about Russia being an American. That's why.
Yeah.
Don't you know the Russians are funding Trump and the terrorists? By God, they hate Israel. Of course,
I
do.
A bit about it.
I do too, though. All right, do you have a side on the Israel-Palestine situation?
Not really. I haven't gotten that much into the situation. But what I do know is they had a Free Palestine march in Denmark in Copenhagen this past Saturday.
Okay.
And it went horribly as far as I could see. I had a few friends who were there, and they told me horrible stories for it.
Wow,
people were getting beaten up by cops. They were being threatened, pushed around, with no aggravation whatsoever. Actually, they were having a peaceful protest.
Yeah, but see, you can't be an anti-Semite
because
it's every minority has their little chant. Now the white people are a minority, and they don't really understand that because they I grew up being considered white by people because my mother, my father was Mexican.
Yeah, I know.
So, right. So, but to look at me, I don't know. Do I look like a white guy to you?
I would say a mixed race.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that to me is normal. And that white thing, they've always, to me, seemed to be a minority because... Being mixed, you're just more aware that not everybody's white. You know, or if you were born black or born one race of whatever race it is, how old were you before you realized there were other people alive besides Danes?
I can't remember, actually, probably when my dad told me, hey, you know, there's other players than Denmark. Oh, really, Dad? I was probably, yeah, 5 or 6
mm-hmm.
when I realized there was more than just the city I lived in.
Have you been around Europe at all, or do you just stick to Denmark?
Nah, I've traveled a bit. I've been to Germany, Sweden, Poland for a bit, and Spain 3 times.
Spain. Everybody loves Spain here in Europe, in Scotland and England. Everybody loves Spain.
And as a 12-year-old, I also actually visited South America with my parents for a month.
Whoa, I've never been there either. Sure.
Yeah.
See, everybody's got a story to tell. You know?
Yeah.
And some people's, there is so much flamboyance, you don't know what to believe. And some people are, well, you've lived a more normal life than I have.
Yeah, probably.
Lot less, you know, traveling around nonsense.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I started at a real early age to escape my father.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things, fuck, I enjoyed traveling until I got here. And then even when I got here to Copenhagen, it was still not quite what I wanted. I knew that when I was there in the beginning.
Yeah.
But ending up here was... okay, how would you compare where we're at in this little area, this little pocket of Denmark, compare it to other areas that you've lived in? And politically, you know, how the comfort level of it?
Well, the comfort level from my hometown to where we live now...
Mm-hmm.
I felt more comfortable in my hometown, as a kid at least, because I grew up in a great neighborhood, great schools, nice people around. It was a comfortable city to live in. After I moved here to Fredericton, sure, I'm comfortable and I love living here and all that, but in Hillerød, where I used to live, there were lots of cops there, people following the law and order completely to the fullest. Here in Fredericton, not so much.
And how do you mean that? Because, you know, it sounds, there's a difference between being an outlaw and being a criminal.
Yeah,
okay.
There's lots of outlaws, but many criminals as well. People doing robberies, break-ins, assaults. It happens once in a while.
Here?
More often than I would care to imagine.
Wow, because I've been here for quite a while, and I can count the times I see the cops pass the house.
Yeah.
You know, on one hand in 6 months.
That sounds good. True.
Yeah.
All right.
And when we hear a siren, for fuck's sake, it's usually something down at the dock, or not the steel plant. You know, they're making some whistle, bell, bullshit. They're very loud with whatever they do.
Yeah.
So, well, or like with the COVID, we should have seen nonstop ambulances around here. What do you think the medium age is here, about 40?
Yeah, sounds about right, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, because there's a ton of old people that are still hanging in there.
Yeah, and a lot of young people as well, so.
Well, right, but the COVID's not going to get the little ones. Unless they're morbidly ill already, you know, or maybe they got sucked into some of that diabetes or... I call them man-made. They're man-made manufactured diseases to keep people on drugs, dependent.
Yeah, and keep all people rich, keep them in business.
Huh. Why? Do you eat vegetables?
Why, yes, I do.
Do they make you feel healthy?
No, but at least some of them actually taste great if you know how to cook them.
No, my skill's not cooking. Actually, I don't know what I'm supposed to be good at in this life, but I have a knack for seeing people for what they truly are, beyond the appearances and, you know, how much shit they own and all that crap.
Yeah.
Because some of the finest people I ever met in my life didn't have a fucking pot to piss in. And some of the nastiest people that I ever met owned the ground I was standing on, you know?
Yeah.
So, money's a fun tool to have if you know how to use it without being a prick. Cause
that sounds about right.
It's easy to get full of yourself. You know, well, I got this house and this yard and, you know, the dog and the cow, the wife and all the shit in it and all this nonsense, right?
Yeah.
But I don't feel that I prance around like the king of fucking America living in Denmark while I'm here. I might talk about it a little bit on the radio, but...
Sure, but... Yeah.
How do you explain? Well, you've known me for a few years now. So how do you judge me as a neighbor? Would you recommend?
One of the best neighbors I ever had, man. We have so much fun just shooting.
Okay. Well, that was a surprise because I've got such a bad reputation for my point of view towards the world and my lack of empathy. Fuck. I don't see the point of verbally telling somebody else how much you care about something. I just soon do it than talk about doing it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it sounds like a big deal to go into a bar and buy everybody a drink, but you're not helping anybody doing that.
No.
No, when you want to help somebody, you go in and you go, hey, you get on? I got a spliff. Let's go burn it.
Yeah, I prefer that way as well.
Right, and then in the middle, you sip the beer between somebody coming around with a spliff.
Yeah,
make them last a while. Do a little gambling and, you know, avoid the loose women because your wife won't let you keep them anyway.
Yeah.
Well, life is kind of dull. But the murder madness. Okay, I brought this up. When I do radio, I kind of bounce around from one thing to the other. It never really flows, but...
I'll try to keep
I enjoy myself. Well, the murder madness, you know, with the police in America, what you've seen of it yourself, besides what you've heard from me, what do you know about it?
Not that much. I've seen a few links from what's going on around a few states, but nothing I wouldn't want over here, that's for sure. It looks a bit chaotic to me.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, Grimner's even typing on here, COVID ain't getting no one flash. It's all bullshit.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
right. And I do that because we're on the radio and the radio people aren't open. They don't have the chat room open.
No.
But, well, when Grim writes stuff like this, he opens up my mind to there are victims of it in real extreme cases to me. Like,
yeah, sure.
Is it fair to bring up Christine? We have a friend. Yeah, we have a friend with a mother with a lung problem.
Yeah.
So at that level of interaction, you take the COVID a little bit more. See, hypocrite again. Because, you know, well, it's my friend and I don't want to, you know, make my friend sick. And then she goes home to her mom and gets her mom sick.
Of course not. We try to avoid that.
Exactly. But we already were before. We would do it without the COVID. We don't need to be told like a bunch of children.
No, we don't.
It's the way the system's treating us.
Yeah, well, maybe we need a new system then.
Okay, what would you replace it with? Here's the paradox of them all, right? You get rid of the existing crap, and what do you replace it with besides another version of crap?
I don't know. I'll probably start by backtracking the way we have industrialized the world to where it all started and see how did we actually live before? Were we healthy? What were the dangers of living like that? Because I think backtracking would actually do a great deal for us.
Well, we've got all this knowledge and all these great leaders that, you know, fuel the fire for the totally ignorant and the guy that doesn't have time or the intelligence to pursue the correct answer. Or is so confused by hearing every side of the story, they're going to go with who's the most important guy to listen to. There are people that believe that kind of stuff. They live that way. That's how they make their life decisions.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you're familiar with that as well at your age in this country. See, I've tried to tell people on the radio for a long time, we're all really the same. We speak different languages, and we do different drugs, or we drink different liquors, or whatever the fuck you do. But the person, come on. People, I think it's you're a product of your upbringing as well as I am, and Cirque and everybody else, right?
Yeah.
And at some point, when you get the illusion that you're in control, it kind of ruins everything.
Oh, yes.
Because there's no individual anymore. Everybody's in a group.
Yeah.
Even now, me and you. Now, here's another group. Two or more is a group. I could do the radio solo, but it's not half as much fun to me. It's not. It's more interesting with somebody else to throw an idea at and see what kind of crazy shit they'll come up with.
Of course.
Because there are people that believe when the police murder somebody, they're doing it to protect the person. Okay. Now, in the United States, I think I showed you the link that the Supreme Court ruled, I forget what year, the police do not have a duty to the citizen. Wow.
Yeah, I can remember you showing me that at one point.
Okay, now, how does that compare here? What is the responsibility of the cop for you if something should go wrong?
They're actually here to protect and serve.
You or the guy beating the hell out of you? Is what I mean. Say you were attacked or something by a gang in Copenhagen, and the cops see the thing happening, so they're right there to stop it. Do they stop it, or do they shoot everybody in?
They
claim
it
was self-defense.
They stop it. And if they can, it turns into a threatening situation, then they have to pull out the gun and say, hey, I'll shoot if you don't respond to the way I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, right?
Yeah. So it's pretty much the same, but light.
Yeah, light version.
So the training that they take must be different to be a cop. Because our cops are trained through, we're trained through Israel.
Yeah.
Are yours? Because your prime minister's been blowing Israel all fucking month.
As far as I know, they're trained right here in Denmark.
Well, I don't lack Israel. Your government lacks Israel. Now what are we going to do?
Not give a fuck.
Oh, I've tried that. But when I'm doing the radio, it's kind of pointless to not have an opinion. See,
of course.
But do you know what an opinion is defined as?
No, enlighten me.
Okay. An opinion is what you believe based on, not necessarily based on true information. It's how you feel about something, how you see it. It's not a fact. It's just the way you in, like when we were talking last night about you see the world one way and I see the world another way, but yet we manage to see the same world where we can at least identify shit.
Yeah.
But
it's reality, the shared illusion we all have.
Yeah. See, that's the part I usually say, because I tell people all the time, man, live the illusion if you want to, but it's not real. It's as real as your mind is capable of accepting it. And I must be really way down on the scale for accepting reality. Because to me, it's a lot of TV shows, stories, exaggerations. We went to the moon, baby. But we can't get back because we lost the technology in the toilet and somebody flushed it.
Yeah. Well, don't take it too serious. Actually, it reminds me of Bill Hicks. Remember what he said once? It's just a riot, man. Remember that?
Absolutely. Boy, isn't it? I wonder if he was a hypocrite. I think we all are to some degree to get along in the society thing or in personal matters, like dealing with a sick relative or a friend where you got to, you know, do things that aren't normal to me to please a third part person. And it's not the doing it. It's that I feel like I'm pretending to do something I could care less about one way or the other to make somebody else happy. And I'm like, wow. Well, I guess it's better than slapping him in the face.
Yeah.
And then then I'd have to run because I'm very small. If I don't knock you down the first time, I'm in deep doo-doo. Deep, deep, deep. Yeah, if you connect all my scars on my face together, you get a picture of the Astrodome in Houston.
Cool.
Yeah, one night I got attacked by these guys. The fucker was wearing rings. Just busted my eyebrows up. It was hard.
Wow.
Well, you know, that's what I mean is violence is there. You know,
yeah,
every,
sure.
But you got to be where it's at. It has never followed me home, and you know, it was always me being in somebody else's area, not being smart enough to not be there.
Yeah, I see that.
Well, I've never been a coward about where I travel, you know, because when I was a teenager, it was like 13, 14. I hadn't even really decided to go beyond the West Coast yet. I hadn't gone East yet. And I heard all these stories. Oh, if you go to Texas, they'll take you and they'll tie you up and cut your hair off, butt rape you and leave you on the side of the road. So I had all these ideas in the head, you know, thinking about, oh, well, I hope these guys aren't telling the truth. I don't think they are. I think it's a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
So I go out there and hitchhike. And in my whole hitchhiking career, nobody ever did any of those things to me. Now, I would assume there were a few rides that I didn't want to get on when I was thumbing. I'd say, no, I don't want to go. And that was like the, just got that one moment to make that decision. And if you get in that,
and tells you what to do.
Well, there's something that guides my life. Let's say that, because I'm not a religious guy, but there's something. Yeah. What do you go by?
I probably go as a spiritualist. I believe in the soul and the energy.
Okay. To what level?
Well, to the point that there is no matter, for example. It's all frequencies that have been so compressed together. Compromised together, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, compressed, compacted. Yeah,
it creates the illusion of something that actually is there. A matter. But there's not. It's all frequencies.
But we believe because we can tap on the table and it hurts your hand if you hit it too hard, it's really there.
That's just the way we perceive it. Humans aren't actually capable of seeing what our eyes are doing. Is making the best guess of what's actually around us by hearing and quick inputs that come into our head.
Now, where did you learn all that?
Oh, I learned that when I was high.
On what?
Acid.
What is your favorite drug? What do they call it now? Drug of choice or something like that? There's a new cliche. Do you got a preference or do you dabble in a little of this and a little of that?
I prefer dabbling a bit.
Well, what's your... Okay, sum it up in a bit. What's your worst and your best experience doing an acid drug? What did you get out of it? Or what did it take from you?
Well, I remember as a 16-year-old, I did something that put me in a very bad headspace. I couldn't see anything for 4 hours, couldn't hear anything. Everything that was around me was gone. It was pure darkness. All I could see was my own body. For 4 hours, I was in this pit, whatever you would call it, and I swore never to get there back there again. Fuck no.
So it's a decision that you can make on your own using a drug.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because, you know, when you tell people you can be killed with aspirin and fucking water, and then neither of those are illegal.
Yeah.
So here we are, right? I grew up with all this crap about, oh, the needle, stay off the needle, the heroin, oh, bad for you, that, for years and fucking years. And then here I am in my fucking 60s, and now it's the coolest thing to go to a guy and get a shot.
Yeah, well, times are changing. Well, at least it looks like.
But they're told a story about what's in the shot. They don't even know. They don't seem to have the interest to pursue that this could be damaging to you. Maybe you had to think about it first. There was if the news reports are correct, they're telling us half the American population got inoculated. Well, there'd be a death toll, huge death toll, if that was true.
Yeah, that would.
I think they're exaggerating and they're lying. They're lying about a lot of things, and some things they just make up.
Yeah.
What are you not sold on?
What I'm not sold on?
Yeah, specifically about this latest pandemic thing, because we've been at it for a year and a half. And I don't think I've seen you sick from any respiratory shit. You had a different thing come up. But it had nothing to do with the corona. You got ill off something else. But in America, if you had died from your problem, you would have been marked as a corona patient because you would have tested positive for it because it's in your freaking DNA.
Yeah.
They're giving you a DNA test, and they're telling you it's a flu test. No. Okay, I might even be using the wrong term, but the test does not apply to the problem that they're trying to tell you you have. And then on top of it all, you're a young, healthy fucking guy. Why the hell would you want to go on, you know, volunteer to go get a test you don't need?
Well, because I had to go to my internship. I needed to have a test. Otherwise, I couldn't go there and I wouldn't get any money from the state. And then I'd be,
So
some problems.
They're blackmailing you. Yeah. They're not they're not using this against the people that live here in any way. Ha ha ha.
Uh-huh.
Well, but see, all right, the people that read the internet and don't physically travel, they only know what they read, okay?
Yeah.
So for you to actually be from here and live here, and you have a lot of the same stories that I do.
It's just a few different keynotes.
It's, sure. Okay, I did a lot of shows with Vinny and Mary and Grimner, Rob Works, Larry Woods, and this mismatched group of people, and yet we all share the basic foundation that you have. There's more to this than we can explain.
Yeah, probably.
What we've been told is 99% nonsense. And if you really want to get into an argument, just go into a bar and tell everybody the world's not round.
Yeah.
Is that not the truth? Because you insult the intelligence of the person that's so deep rooted in this, you know, physical world that they're not open to any possibility of being wrong.
I don't really know.
Well,
many people won't even admit if they're wrong.
Okay, that's what I was leaning towards. Yeah. I don't think I'd do that. I think when I'm wrong and you go, hey, this is where you're wrong and this is how it works. Oh, fuck. Okay. I was doing it left-handed. I should have been doing it right-handed. Thanks for telling me. But, again, that, too, is a matter of interpretation. You know, because you see, this is so clear to me and Magnus when we chatter. He sees the world his way, and I see the world my way. And somehow we get along anyway.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, there's nothing really important that is anybody's business but your own.
Yeah.
You know, and then we try to interact with each other and we stumble and bump and fall because nobody knows what to fucking talk about. So, you know, as humans, we just do our best and sometimes the topics go straight. The way that the input is put in isn't interpreted the way that the person that said it actually meant it. Language barriers, perception, all these little nuances that go into getting along with other people. I don't know, maybe it's a female thing, but I get along pretty good for the most part, except when I start clashing with my wife.
Sure.
Everybody else, I don't give two.
Oh, well.
Me and you and all this time never even had a disagreement where it raised a voice. Don't care. But Zerk and me. See, she gets to know the real me and the one that the hypocrite hides from the rest of the known world. That's the way I look at that. You know, partnerships aren't for everybody. Some people are way better off in their own mind to be alone in this mess.
That's for sure.
You were. For a while, until you got connected with your friend?
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference between living single and being tied down?
Honestly, it's way more peaceful and calm. I really enjoy it. I was being a bit hard on my psyche and my body, doing all kinds of chemicals a few years back, and I needed to slow down, so it's been very good for me.
Well, okay, and life gives you the opportunity to make a decision, but it doesn't, you know, things have to happen for you to know this. They don't just, it's not like drinking a glass of water. You go specifically to the tap, you get your glass. When when life happens, it could come in any way, any shape, any form. And we're only allowed so much awareness by our upbringing to understand what we're seeing, what we're feeling, what we're smelling, all these things that happen that we misinterpret. Oh, fuck. Well, when you're in a sane frame of mind, you can deal with it. But if somebody's angry, nah. You can't learn anything when you're in a state of fear and anger.
Nah, you can't.
What state do you have to be in?
Well, there's actually only two choices. You choose fear, you choose love. I would go with love for pretty much every part.
See, now that's the mentality I picked up on back when I first got on the internet. All emotion branch off the two base emotions. Everything else wait a minute. You know, that's like 17 kinds of Kool-Aid to me. You know, why do you got to have 17 kinds? I like the cherry. Fuck the rest of that shit. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But most people are greedy and they, hey, what's that? Hey, what's that? I did that with landmasses. But didn't give two fucks about owning stuff, the best shoes, and all that crap guys go through as they're growing up and care about. Never did. Well, then how in the fuck do you explain how what I'm living in is happening? Because this is just weird. It's weird to me, and I'm doing it.
Yes, I don't know how to explain it.
Because there's plenty of people in town I don't get along with on a intellectual level, correct?
Yeah, sure.
Right, and it's not because of the language. Most of it's because I'm a foreigner, and they're not rude people.
No, they're not.
But I'm definitely not from here. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, well, as yourself, if I was a problem to the neighborhood, I wouldn't have lasted here this long, I don't think.
No, you wouldn't. So,
what would have happened, in your opinion?
Well, somebody eventually called the cops for, I don't know, whatever reason they might have, investigates whatever they have to, and a bunch of bullshit, all kinds of paperwork and shit like that. And they might even throw you out if you're doing something you shouldn't. What do I know?
Exactly. But I believe in my mind that you bring the problems that you have. You bring them on yourself.
Yeah, I would say so.
So, you know, the encounters that I have with people, I consider myself to be fairly friendly when I'm out and about in the Danish public. You know, when somebody doesn't want to speak English to me, I'm courteous to them about it. I understand. Now, you think your accent's funny, or maybe you don't know enough English to feel comfortable, so I let it go. You know? But back in America, what we would do is just, you know, pound the shit out of the foreigner.
Yeah.
We're a nasty people, the Americans as a group. What I remember being, when I was in that mindset, but I was real young. I grew out of it quickly. But I remember that feeling of, you know, being a part of the gang and all that crap. But I grew out of it. It didn't appeal to me. Like, it looked better than it was when I saw it up close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, wow, all that fighting and stealing and drugs and drinking and all that nonsense all together seemed to me to be stupid.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to, you don't take on the whole bar when you walk in. You take on one guy, the biggest guy maybe, but hey, you know, don't take them all on. You're going to lose.
Yeah, but if you take out the biggest guy there, nobody's going to fuck with you.
Or at least once he beats you up, he'll feel bad and buy you a drink.
Yeah. Either way, it's win-win.
That happened to me in a bar one night.
Yeah. The
fella had a reputation, and I'd been avoiding him. I was living in San Francisco in the 80s, late 80s. And this big gorilla, about 2 meters and change, I don't know how many kilos. Fuck, he weighed 260, 280. He was huge, but he was solid like a football player.
Yeah.
And I just went, oh, man, I don't want to fucking deal with him. And he sits down by me at the bar. And sure enough, I'm drinking, and one thing led to another, and I said something. And he grabbed me by my collar, and I'm wearing a coat inside because they got the front door open in this bar. It's fucking weird. Anyway, and he grabs me by my coat and lifts me up off the stool, and I said, real quick, I thought, well, what are you going to do? Beat me up, Steve, and show everybody how tough you are. And instead of pounding me, he put me back on the stool and laughed about it. He said, well, you got big balls for being such a tiny little runt.
Yeah.
And then we went on to work together for 2.5 years on and off, doing remodels.
Cool.
But I thought, fuck, I'm going to the hospital. At least I'm going to get a comment, you know, something out of this. And that's what I mean. There's got to be something watching my scrawny ass in life, or I would have been murdered many years ago, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd go out there looking for that kind of stuff. So, I'd look for Steve, kind of, because I was in his, you know, his area. I like being in Denmark. I was the guest. I hadn't earned my time in the neighborhood to be recognized as a local yet. But as soon as he did that, everybody else went, oh, he's one of us. It changed everything for me.
Yeah.
But I thought I was going to get beat up and, you know, go to a doctor. Fix me. This guy busted my face. Anyway. Old man. Well, come on. I used to be your age once, and the drugs were a little different. I didn't do the psychedelics and the mushrooms. I did a little bit in the late 70s and the early 80s. But my path, personally, my path led me down with where all the potheads were.
Yeah, that's been the main course for me as well.
And as I've aged and settled down and decided, like when I got here, I went, I'm dying in this place. This is good enough for me. And so now I'm open to doing other things that living situation didn't permit it.
No.
Well, for one, when you do acid, certain levels of that drug, you need a babysitter.
Sure, sure.
Hmm. Well, a lot of folks that drink, they get a designated driver, somebody that doesn't drink while they party. Well, it's the same thing, but until you popped up, and I've known you for a long time, didn't even interest me about the mushrooms or acid, wasn't concerned. And then about 6 or 8 months ago, I started to get curious.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. See, I don't equate it to age or anything. I think that just the time came where it was available, and I'm not doing anything else, so it's not going to interrupt with what I'm doing. And I can pay attention. Oh, the results of that drug are incredible.
Cool. Glad you liked it.
Well, how can you explain it to somebody else, though? It's impossible. They have to do their own version of it, as you do.
Yeah. Every experience is individual. From every time, even though you're doing the same thing, it's going to be a different experience.
And that's the part that's hard to grasp, because when you do a drug, most drugs are the same. Sometimes one's stronger than another, but this particular drug in itself. Now, how do you go about knowing that you're not getting crap?
I leave it to other people. I just have faith in the people I actually trust.
So you've got a history then, though, right? It's not like...
Yeah, I've known him for at least 10 years or so.
Because people, you know, people watch, like, The Wire and movies, and they think that everybody goes to some street corner and buys drugs from some stranger.
I've never bought anything.
Ever?
I'll tell you that.
That's not how I do it. Are you crazy? Why just walk into a bank and take your clothes off? You know, it's the same. You're going to get raped one way or the other. Make it easy on the banker. You know, save yourself the time of talking me out of them. Here, have at it. But I don't know. Maybe I've seen too many episodes of The Wire myself. But as far as, like, I don't have a fear of the unknown. I have a fear of me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, it's like when I drink too much, and it's not, I've heard Sir complain about that. So I put a, well, after they shut the bar down, I went down to the bar today too. I didn't tell you guys this on the radio. They reopened the bar 2 weeks ago. And I went down today. I was going to have a beer on the patio, but they had a wake. You know, somebody died. And they had a, you know, the after you have coffee and sweets and you sit around and you talk about how much, you know, you miss the guy and all that. So I didn't feel it was really the time for me to go there. But I wanted to talk to the owner myself, not just listen to you tell me that, yeah, it's open. No, I want, not that I don't trust you. It's just, you know, well, what you know of me, I don't like secondhand fucking news because it always turns out. Right. So my hypocrisy. See, there it goes again. But fortunately, you had an appointment downtown, so, you know, I could go do my thing. You had something to do. I wanted to be alone when I talked to this woman. And it was just weird because, well, we usually hang out at that time in the afternoon, so it was weird you had an appointment. and me and my fucking quest for the truth, you know, from the person that fucking knows, not the janitor. Because the janitor will sell you the fucking car. He just doesn't own it. You know, he'll give you the keys and everything, but it's not his car. How do I mean that? People will lie to you, is all I'm saying. That was a complicated way of saying that. The hypocrite in me is very distrusting of the average Joe's input.
Yeah, I see that point.
You know, and your version, but your version of what's going on in town, even though it's more, I trust you more than most people. I got that thing. I still got to find out for myself. You know, that's what leads me to the acid and the mushrooms.
Yeah.
And I don't think anything that's taken place as a result of doing the drugs has been anything but beneficial.
You know? Nah. No, well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, what would you compare it to? Seeing somebody about something unpopular like health food. You know, because if you read the internet sites, some of these people mock good health and eating, you know, nutrition and supplements.
Vegetables,
they mock it like it's a joke. The fuck is wrong with these people, Magnus?
I don't know, but I'm going to be the last one laughing, that's for sure.
Really? How so?
Well, I eat my vegetables, and I grow up by, you know, naturally grown food for the most part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like your dad's chilies.
Yeah, my dad's been growing chilies for the past 10 years, 12 or something like that.
Oh, if you want to mention what your dad did on that last... your version would be excellent to describe what your dad did on that last job. Because what it's connected to.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 years ago, my dad, he's working at a company that creates microphones. He makes microphones. And they were making a certain type that they were selling to NASA. They needed it for the Mars landing rover. That's going on now.
Yeah.
So the first microphones on Mars were actually created by my dad.
Now... but between me and you and the listening radio audience, do you really think that microphone's ever going to go to Mars?
Nah.
Okay. Now, back to hypocrisy, right?
Yeah.
How do you not get in your father's face, or does he agree with you?
I actually don't know.
It's a topic you don't discuss.
Yeah, not really.
But see, because we all got to do stuff. Yeah, but we all got to do stuff to do other things. You need to do this. In your dad's case, it was make the microphone.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. How many illusions would be shattered with the truth? It's just... Because I'm not afraid of the truth. If we did really go to the fucking moon, I'd want to know that. But the results of the information I've seen with my own eyes tell me the opposite. So... Right, but even when I talk to my wife and I start giggling about, round Earth, you see her roll her eyes. She thinks I'm crazy. Because her interaction with the information was different.
Yeah.
So, and then I think between the, you know, comparing me to Search, she's lived a much more innocent lifestyle than I did.
Sure.
She's not as worldly, you know. She's way more trusting. And, I seem more trusting because of the crazy looking people that I pop up with. But It's just the way the people look. It's got nothing to do with the person inside. If anything, it just keeps the vaccinated the fuck away.
Yeah.
The two of us together walking through town has got to be like a poster. Don't let this happen to you.
I would love to see that.
Well, but I mean, I get that feeling off of some people. Some people smile and some people shake their head. And, you know, there they are.
Yeah, those long-haired hippie guys.
But see, that's what I mean about being a hypocrite, is I feel it and I know it, but I don't really give a fuck. And I don't have the hair to get the result. The result comes because I grew the hair. And if I didn't have the hair, you know what would happen?
Nah.
Same thing.
Yeah, probably.
When I got short hair and wear a suit, it's the same freaking result. It's just a different version of it.
Yeah.
So, well...
It's like the same book, but with a different cover.
Because we're all fucking hypocrites at some level to please other people, because human beings could not handle 100% of the truth 100% of the time.
Nah, probably not.
I don't think I could. I wonder what would happen if I heard all the truth all the time. Maybe I'd stop talking to people.
Maybe.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah, I would probably do the same.
Because the way that we're taught to look at the world is so opposite of what I've used to survive it. Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I was raised by a guy with a belt. You know, said, do this, do that, or I'll beat you. So, you know, there was my choices. Do it or get whipped. Sometimes I didn't give a fuck. Other times I did. But there was no telling, you know, no pattern to what I would or wouldn't do. It was like being a moody little prick, like that.
Yeah, I see that.
Right, but it has nothing, as you've seen with your own two eyes, really doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. It's just me.
Yeah.
And when it's over, I go, wow, I'm glad that's over, because I couldn't control that. I don't know what the fuck it was about, but I was pissed off about something. So I just stopped talking. It's kind of weird, I guess, but it's better than being yelled at, called names. Yeah. And, well, right, because when we're angry at other people, we really don't always know what we're angry about. We think we do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you saw somebody do this, or you read somebody wrote that, and that what happens to me is it just reinforces a already open wound.
Yeah, it does.
Oh. I'll tell you, like, when I was complaining to you about my buddy Rob, you know, as a joke, kicks me off the RLM. I've never been kicked out as a joke. When I have been kicked out, it was clear. Leave. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you're going to wish you had. So I took it really serious, really hard. Strange. But we don't have that, like, with me and you, and we can sit down and talk it out. The internet's not like that.
Nah, the internet is way more chaotic than that.
Exactly, and it makes us behave in ways that nose-to-nose I don't think we would ever do. Not right. Well, yeah, but, you know, like I said, I'm a hypocrite. I'm trying to hold up my end of something. Because I got I got slapped. It was terrible. But the guy that did it didn't mean it bad. It just, I took it that way. You can't help how you respond to outside stimuli. Sometimes you just do, you know?
Yeah.
And I gave up violence long, long ago. Doesn't work. Even Cirque's got a little story. She tried to take a shot at me and ended up hurting her own leg. And it was like, well, because I said something really mean and she kicked at me. Boy, she come out of it crying. Oh, man, I hurt my leg. And I'm a 60-year-old guy. This is back when we were first together. But I'm a 60-year-old guy, and I go, wow, people have not changed one bit since I was a little kid. You're living proof of it. Whatever your father and mother have, you know, indoctrinated into you is very similar to whatever I was indoctrinated into.
Yeah, it seems like. Yeah,
that urge to find out what's going to happen if I do this, you know. Do I need some help to get this done, or can I do it alone? You know, like with the rocks, I didn't even, I unloaded four tons or something like that. I think it was four tons.
Yeah.
4 tons of rock with a little tiny shovel and a wheelbarrow. And I wouldn't let anybody near me because I don't work hard. I just get it done at my own comfortable speed and pace. But I never said, hey, come out and help me. But on this other thing with the acid, that's where I would say, hey, you know what? I need some help with this because my experience is in something different. Wow. Well, I would assume, see, I just think everybody is like us. They talk about what they're going to do before they do it, make a decision, and then follow through. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned being married is, because I actually kind of listen to the wife I've got now, she makes a little bit more sense than the previous. And there's her side that I'm completely incapable of understanding. But we know that already. So, you know, she says stuff, and I've got to learn how to not, you know, not be me and when I hear it. It's different. It's so strange. I don't even know if the topic's making sense. But to me, it's like, to be completely honest with everybody all the time, I would be sitting.
Yeah. Anyway, you go, man.